You're listening to SBS News.
What is currently a concrete slab will soon be the bedrock of Hobart resident and retail sales manager Alison Evans' home. A house made possible with some financial assistance from both the Tasmanian and federal government's home builder grants.
Right in front of my brand new home that's about to be built. At the moment, we're having the slab poured. With the land the way it was quick to jump in and grab something before prices increased. COVID also came into play. I was in a financial position with my husband to be able to buy another block of land.
Ms. Evans says demand in Tasmania is on the rise.
I hear a lot of people are building at the moment. I mean, the demand's there for housing. You know, we're building the economy, so we're helping local businesses build for us, of course. And it's an exciting time to be building with all the grants in play. We've been approved for both state and federal grants. Definitely helped with the expense and the cost, just easing the process altogether.
The latest figures from the Bureau of Statistics show residential dwelling approvals increased by 2% nationally. The largest increases were in South Australia, Queensland and Victoria, offsetting slight falls in Tasmania and Western Australia. Economist Saul Eastlake explains the significance of the figures.
Well, they showed another rise of about 2.5%, not as big as an increase as occurred in October, but nonetheless taking the level of new homes approved by local governments across Australia to 207,000 at an annual rate. That's the highest since July 2018. And if you cast your mind back to the middle of the pandemic to May, June last year, no one would have thought that the housing industry would be looking as promising for 2021 as these figures now suggest.
He also says cash grant schemes have helped recently arrived migrants get into the housing market.
The federal government has had a generous scheme of cash grants to first home buyers, as well as other schemes to help them put together a deposit. And on top of that, many state governments, especially Western Australia and South Australia, have also had very generous schemes of cash support to first home buyers. And I think first home buyers themselves are seizing the opportunity provided by these schemes and the absence of competition from both recently arrived migrants and domestic investors who are still wary of the property market, it would seem, effectively squeezed first home buyers out of the housing market for most of the last 25 years.
In Hobart, Acting Lord Mayor Helen Burnett says building approvals have been steady, which is impressive considering the circumstances during a pandemic.
The building approvals are staying fairly buoyant, so we're not seeing a significant drop-off, and we believe that's partly related to the low interest rates, but also the government stimulus package. There is still an interest in building within Hobart. We have a really tight rental market, and there's a real need for more housing. So we're not only seeing a continued interest in developed applications, then building approvals, but also in investments into multi-residential apartment living as well.
Mr. Eastlake predicts positive growth going forward.
So we might actually be seeing, over the next year or so, a reversal in what has been a decline in Australia's home ownership rate going back to the early 70s or late 1960s, one which has been particularly marked since the early 1990s. And that, I think, would be a very good thing if it's sustained.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.